The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me because he was before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law, indeed, was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." The Gospel of the Lord. See you. Grace and peace to you from our Heavenly Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Happy New Year, everybody. I haven't seen you all morning, so I'm telling you Happy New Year. And we welcome you to this first Sunday of a new year that we can come and worship our God. But I want to ask y'all, did you know that New Year's Day is the one holiday that is celebrated almost universally? I didn't know that. I never thought of that. It's the world's most observed holiday. And I hope that y'all begin this new year. I hope that we all begin this new year with the realization that we are the heir to the throne. Not because of anything that we have ever done, but because of what Christ has done for us on our behalf. We have the right to become a child of God, and that's something very powerful to live up to. And so I'm convinced that this can be the best year of our life, if we will simply believe. If we will simply believe that what we believe is more important than what we have or who we are. the most important thing is our in our lives is not what is happening to us, but what is happening in us. There's no story about a man. He worked for the railroad. He was working on the railroad crew and he accidentally got locked up in a refrigerator car. And didn't anybody notice it. And came the end of the day, the rest of the crew went home for the night. And when the old man realized what had happened, he began banging on the door. Banging on the door until his fists were bleeding and his flesh was falling off. He called for help so loud and so many times that he almost ended up speechless. And panic seized his mind. And on the floor of the old boxcar, he found a broken knife. And he started carving a message in the wooden floor. And it said, "It's so cold, and my body is getting so numb. If I could just lie down and go to sleep." The next morning, the man's body was discovered when they opened the car. Every physical sign indicated that he had frozen to death. There was only one thing that puzzled those who investigated. The refrigerator unit in that old car didn't work, and the temperature didn't get below 55 degrees that night. It wasn't the outer cold that killed that man. It was his inner conviction that killed this poor man. What we believe is more important than what we have or who we are. We can be the richest man in the world, like Howard Hughes, and be a recluse hidden away in a dark and lonely room with fears that terrify us. Or we could be the most popular entertainer in the world, like Elvis Presley, and take hundreds of pills each day just to ease that inner pain in our body. We can make millions laugh, but have such an inner sadness that will pump our veins full of deadly narcotics every day. What we believe is more important. And what we believe about ourselves is going to determine our destiny. What we believe about ourselves is more important than our IQ or our talent or the color of our skin or our social standings in the community. If we believe that we are a unique creation of God, if we believe that He created us to be a winner and not a loser, we can be a blessing to ourselves and to others and to the community. I've done this a few times. Have you ever sit down? Any of you ever sit down and thought about the meaning of your life? God has blessed us so richly. But have you ever wondered if you're sharing God's gifts and God's blessings with others? Or are you just simply building an idol, a monument to yourselves that nobody else cares anything about? What we believe about ourselves is of critical importance. But so is what we believe about our neighbors and others, those sitting next to you, those that you see as you leave this place. The commandment to love your neighbor is not just a moral law, it's a psychological law. Researchers have proven that people who socially isolate themselves have more illnesses, and their death rate is 2 to 3 times higher than people who love their neighbors. It seems like that down deep inside, ourselves respond positively when we love. Love appears to have healthy reactions. Reactions like a young mother and a father as they look at their sleeping child and they cry with tears of joy at an experience that is so awesome. There are no words in this world to explain how it happened. Like when I entered the door of my home and know that in that place I am loved and I am accepted just as I am. What happens to me and you, no matter what the tragedy or the heartache or the threat, we are not alone in this universe. Close relationships allow us to be more confident, more in control, and knowing that we have people that we can turn to in times of need. But without any doubt, the most important key to a great new year and a great new life is what we believe about Jesus Christ. I don't know if any of you do. Do any of you remember a story? It's called The Giving Tree, written about 1964. And it's a story about a tree that loved a little boy. He loved that little boy so much that in the little boy's younger years, they played hide and seek together. In those carefree childhood boys' days, the boy ate the tree's fruits. He swung from the branches, and he slept in the shade, and the tree was so happy. As the boy grew, as all young people do, he had less time for that tree. He did return once as a young man, but he wasn't interested in swinging from the branches or playing in the shade. Now, he was interested in only one thing: money. He wanted to make some money. And the tree had a great idea. The tree told him, said, "Take my apples and sell them." And the young man did, and he became rich, and the tree was happy. And then a long time passed before the young man came again. When he did, he wasn't interested in any of the play they used to do. He wasn't interested in picking the fruit and selling it anymore. He wanted to build himself a house. And the tree cried, "Here, take my branches and build your house." And he did. And the tree was happy. Many years passed this time. And the young man was growing older and he was tired of his surroundings. And he wanted to see the world. So he went back to his friend the tree and he shared his wantings with the tree. And the tree said, "Cut me down. Take my large trunk and make for yourself a boat. Then you can sail away and you can see the world." And that's what he did. And the tree was happy. Well, many years passed before the man returned to see the tree. He was too tired to swing from the branches anymore, and he was too tired to pursue riches anymore. And he was too tired to build houses and to build boats. And the tree said to the old gray-headed man, "You know, I have a pretty good stump left. My friend, why don't you just sit down here and rest?" He did. And the tree was overjoyed. That little children's story speaks to me about the love that God revealed to us in Jesus Christ. How are we going to face this new year with a feeling of doom and despair when the God who loves us so much that he is willing to give of himself and is available to heal our hurts and to help us in every step of our lives? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That is the absolute key to life for a new year. The awesome power of believing in yourselves, believing in that person who sits next to you, believing in the worth of others, and the most important of all, believing in Jesus Christ as our Redeemer, our friend, our Savior, and our Lord. It's not what's happening to us that matters. It's what's happening in us that counts. And I pray this morning, may God's love happen in us, in you, and in I. Amen.